Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Only a few more nights, Miss Message.
And we still don't have our tree up.
Well, I'm going to get it tomorrow. Know where I'm going to get it?
Where?
Well, I'm going to get it from the Kiwanis Club in the parking lot behind the rescue squad on Madison Road in Orange.
Good. I'll get out the decorations.
Fine. And now, I guess we better get out some more letters.
Righto.
Is this one for me?
Mm-hmm.
First? Oh, look. Trey and Sarah Hromiak have written and say, both of them say, Dear Santa, I've tried to be a good boy this year. I'm going to try harder next year. I would like some Micronauts and a tool chest. I have a new sister. Would you please bring her a toy? Love, Trey and Sarah Hromiak.
Here's one from Timmy Tuning. Dear Santa, my sister is writing this note for me. My name is Timmy. I am 6 years old. I want Santa to bring me a Max machine, Jaws, 2 walkie-talkies, clothes, shoes, a horse, a man, and a barn. I have a dog. His name is Romeo. He is 2 years old. Santa, please bring him something, too. I will be down at my grandma's for Christmas. I will leave you a piece of cake and coffee on the kitchen table. Merry Christmas. Love, Timmy Tuning.
Yeah, Timmy's letter is all full of news there, Miss Message. Here's a letter from Laura and Melissa Lloyd. Dear Santa, my name is Laura Lloyd, and I'm 7 years old. My sister, Melissa, is 4 years old. We've tried to be good this year. Please bring me an easy bake oven, a baby needs you, a fuzzy pumper barber shop, some clothes and surprises. Please bring Melissa a baby comeback, a kitchen center, a small mall, some clothes and surprises, too. We love you, and we'll leave you some cookies and milk. And please remember all the other boys and girls, too. Sincerely, Laura and Melissa Lloyd.
Here's one from Scott Davis. Dear Santa, my name is Scott Davis, and I live at Spicer's Mill Farm. I have been a good boy this year. I want a stretch monster, a basketball, backboard and net, a you drive it, a tape recorder, and a radio for Christmas. Santa, please bring my little brother Jason, who is 2 years old, a tractor he can ride on, a putt-putt train, a rocking horse, and anything else you want to bring him. Santa, please bring both of us some clothes, if you have room on your sled. Santa, don't forget to bring my mom and dad something, too. Santa, Jason and I will leave some cookies and milk on the kitchen table for you. Love, Scott and Jason Davis.
People are the warmest, most hospitable writers. It's a wonder Santa ever gets through this area of Virginia with all the good things left behind for him to enjoy. Well, here's a letter from Shannon Gibson, who writes, Dear Santa, I would like a Barbie doll, a fashion doll case, an automatic electronic spin painter. And I would like a Muppet game and a Benji game. And please bring some toys for my sister. P.S., says Shannon Gibson, would you bring a present for Mom and Dad? Love, Shannon Gibson. Merry, Merry Christmas. Now, have we got enough stories left to put on our program for the rest of the week here, Miss Message?
Mm-hmm. And here's one of them. This one is by Neve Burke, and it's called Rudolph the Black-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, mercy.
It was December 19th. 6 days to Christmas, when Rudolph decided he would have one more skate before the fog that day. The weather elf had predicted the fog. Rudolph went to the lake with the other deer and off-duty elves. Since Rudolph was the only one who could do a figure eight, the others begged him to do so. He decided to do the figure eight towards the center, where it was less crowded. As he was going to the center, he heard a creak beneath his hooves, and then someone called out, Rudolph! As he turned, the ice broke. The deer ran back to the lodge to get help, while the elves ran out and pulled Rudolph to shore. Since the deer had not returned, they started for the house and met the deer coming back with the help. They brought Rudolph to the lodge and put him to bed and called Candy Cane, the elf doctor, who looked at him and went out to tell the elves his condition. He diagnosed that Rudolph has a bad cold, bad enough to turn your noses red, but since his nose is already red, his turned black. The elves were astonished. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, with a black nose? Horrible! Then the elves rushed over to the weather elf to see if the weather had changed. The weather elf replied, "No, it's still going to be the foggiest Christmas ever." The elves decided to ask Santa what to do. They all knew where Santa was, in the kitchen, making sure he was fat enough for Christmas.
What a scene.
They all trooped to the kitchen, but Santa wasn't there. Someone asked Sugar Cookie, the cook, where Santa was, and she replied, "He's trying on his suit for Christmas." It was then they heard a ripping sound. 5 minutes later, Santa came into the room. "Bad luck has come this way," he said. "My red suit just won't fit me this year. The only suit I have now is my purple one." The elves then told Santa about Rudolph, and his reply was, "Sorry, chaps, it looks like there won't be a Christmas this year."
Gracious.
The elves called an emergency meeting to explain the circumstances to the rest of the elves. It was suggested that go to Chisel, the head elf. There were many suggestions, but I'll only mention a few. Give Rudolph and Santa a steam bath, put Santa on a diet, paint Rudolph's nose red. The elves tried all of these, and Santa started to lose weight, but Rudolph looked worse with the red paint on, and the elves decided to take it off. Later, Rudolph, looking in the mirror after the paint had been removed, said, "Glow nose." Then he thought he saw a faint glow at the side of his nose. He repeated, "Glow nose." This time he was sure he saw his red, wonderful, glowing nose. Well, what was it on his nose? Dirt? Ink? Paint? Paint! That was it! Didn't Clumsy, the paint elf, fall into the river? Maybe he had a black can of paint with him. Rudolph ran from his room to the toy room, where he ran to the front and said, "Moonbeam, Starlight, and Tinsel, bring me all the paint remover you can. The rest of you elves, listen to me. Remember when Clumsy fell in the lake?" He paused to let them remember, and then continued. And missing the black can of paint he was carrying? The elves remembered. Then Rudolph told half of them to go help Santa lose weight. The rest had to start building toys again. The elves buzzed with excitement. Christmas was coming after all. By Neve Burke. And I think we've got time for one more short little poem.
Okay. Hey, the author of this short little poem is Johnny Faulkner. And Johnny writes, "Christmas comes way too slow. Come to think of it, what do I know? Christmas makes me really fat. Come to think of it, I like that. Christmas is full of glee when little tots decorate the tree. Christmas has lots of trolls. And if you're lucky, you'll get a rolls." Hey, way to go, Johnny. That's a wonderful poem. Johnny Faulkner's Christmas poem. Well, I think we better get these things packed for Santa's courier, Elf. You know, Sam's in such a rush these days that he can't wait a second.
All right.
All that gets in there. Got that one. Don't forget that one. And don't forget this one over here.
Okay.
All right. Got them on.
And that's all ready for Sam now.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll just turn out the light, and it's so long until tomorrow.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45 for Letters to Santa Claus.